It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
So this will be our first winter in this house, and we've planted a couple of things I want to make sure make it through the winter. What can you offer us plant parents for advice to keep the plant babies protected from winter wind and ice and snow?
Yeah, especially new plants like you're talking about, it's really important that this first winter they are protected. So if you have new trees, whether it be fruit trees or deciduous trees or any type of tree with young bark, you want to make sure you put a tree wrap around them. They could be hardware cloth or these plastic wraps, and you want to make sure it's up high enough so that if we get a big snowstorm, like a foot deep snow, that the tree wrap is above that, because I've seen mice and voles and rabbits perched up on the snow, munching away at the bark of branches sometimes. So make sure it's really well protected. With that in mind, too, if you have plants like blueberries, they love blueberries, rabbits especially. So I often will put some wire mesh around the blueberries so they don't eat all the new growth, because they don't bother the old growth, but if they eat all the new growth, then you don't have any replacement branches for the future. And of course, you got to protect them from deer. You want to put some kind of fencing with some stakes around them. It could be even some of this bird netting. That's what we use. Just wrap it around some stakes just to keep the deer away from those plants. If you have tender roses, things like hybrid teas or floribunda roses, it's nice to take a pile of bark chips or wood chips and just bury the crown of that plant. So just bury them about a foot deep right now. All you got to do is take a bucket, throw the wood chips on there, and walk away. You'll be pruning them in the spring, but what it does is it protects that growth point at the crown, so that's really important for next year. The same is true with blue hydrangeas. You can even dump some of those wood chips on those, and that'll protect those branches so they make it through the winter and flower a little bit sooner. And finally, if you have broadleaf evergreens, rhododendrons, pieris, mountain laurel, you want to put four stakes around the plant and wrap them with burlap. Actually, I wrap them with chicken wire, then with burlap. And what that'll do is break the winter wind, because that's what dries out the leaves and kills the plant. You don't want to make mummies out of them like you often see people do, wrapping them really tight, because the burlap will wick moisture away from the leaves and create more damage. So give them a little space, but keep them well protected.
Okay. I was just going to ask, that was my follow-up question. Is there a way to overdo this? But it sounds like, yeah, if we wrap them too tight, that's not helpful for the plants.
Yeah, it looks like an art piece, but it really isn't great for the plants, because it will dry them out.
We've got a question from Gail. Gail is getting her garden ready for winter and wants to know, would it hurt to cut back all of my clematis, or should I only cut certain ones?
Yeah, Gail, clematis, as you know, there are different types of clematis that require different care. So if you have the spring flowering types of clematis, clematis alpina or montana, those you don't want to cut back. I mean, you can cut them back a little bit and shape them a little bit, taking off some spindly growth. But if you cut them too much, you're not going to get as many flowers in the spring. If you have more of the summer blooming ones that flower on the old wood and the new wood, that's like Niobe and Nellie Moser, those clematis, those you can cut back after that first flush of flowers. And you can cut them back a little bit this time of year, or not actually, late winter is a better time to do it than this time of year. Just to kind of keep them in shape, you might say. If you have some of the fall blooming ones, more like the Jack Manni or, of course, the fall, the Virgin's Bower and those types of fall clematis, those you can cut right back to the ground if you really want to, unless you're growing them up a pergola or a trellis where you want to have them have a nice height to them, then you want to just leave them there and then clean them up in the spring. So if you're going to do any pruning of them, you want to do it late winter, early spring. You don't want to do it now, and make sure you know which ones of the clematis that you have that you're going to prune.
And Charlie, I understand you have a webinar that's coming up. What's going on?
Yes, in conjunction with Vermont PBS, I'm going to be having a webinar all about holiday plants and house plants, and that's happening December 1st at 7 p.m. And you can go to the VPT website and find out more about how to sign up for that webinar. And we'll be covering all our favorite holiday plants, the amaryllis, Christmas cactus, poinsettias, and others, and then some of the easier house plants that are out there. And of course, there'll be plenty of time for questions.
Great. And if you have questions for us here on All Things Gardening, send them to us, vpr.org. Type in a search, All Things Gardening, and find the way to submit your question there. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And next week, I will be talking about flowering holiday plants. So send your questions about those in particular, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.